Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. Life path number 8. So you are going to be working with the energy of the 28-1 and prairie dog. So with prairie dog energy coming through, this correlates really beautifully with this 28-1 energy that you're working with. But with prairie dog energy, there's definitely something here about community, working together, collaboration, delegation. So if you've been trying to do it all alone, if you've been trying to, have your hands in 5 million different pots and you're unwilling to release control over whatever it may be because, you want it done right and so you're going to do it your way type of thing, I think you will find through the course of the next 6 months or so, you will sort of feel pushed to really start to delegate, to call in people to assist, to ask for the help that you need, and to recognize where you may feel, that independence is important, but it's actually limiting you in some way. Like trying to be too overly independent is actually limiting your progress forward type of thing. And so it's going to be really important for you over the next 6 months to get your team together, call in the support that you need. You could also see people surface at this time who are willing to help you. And so you need to be open to that and allow them to do it their way as long as it gets the results. That's going to be really, really important to not feel like you have to micromanage the process. Call in people that you can trust. Allow them to do their work. But community and collaboration are going to be really, really important for you over the next 6 months. And that's how you're going to see things come to fruition. That's how you're going to see your greatest success, is when you're working with others and not, dictating, right? Like we're not trying to control the situation too much. You have the vision, you hold the vision, you share the vision, you communicate the vision, but you allow each person to, show up in their strengths and to shine. Now, with the 28-1 energy, this is very much aligned with that, right? Leadership, but leading alongside of others. Again, communicating the need, the goal, and then allowing people to showcase their strengths. And I think you'll find that it very beautifully merges with whatever the vision is you're trying to achieve, right? And often it can sort of be the solution for our own limitations when we can do that. So beautiful energy here, especially for collaboration. Now, what I will say about 28-1 energy is this can be very unusual. This can bring about very unusual, unexpected events. So just this is going to be a time over the next 6 months for you all eights where I think just going with the flow and, while keeping your eye on the vision and the prize, but just going with the flow. And, when weird stuff happens, just see how you can work with it. It's almost like the universe having a sense of humor. And though it may not be funny for you in the moment, looking back, you'll be able to see the absurdity of whatever the situation was, but also what you achieved or gained from that experience. So I would say just be open to unusual events. Just whatever shows up for you, instead of saying, why is this happening or et cetera, just say, okay, well, this is a new ingredient. How can I make it work in the recipe? How can I make it work? How can I use it? How can I use it to my benefit or to benefit the project or this connection or whatever? Surprises likely will be around every corner. So this is one of those times where it's like almost like you're on some kind of a mission. And as you go, as you level up to the next, situation, there could be lots of surprises there that you're going to have to think quick. You're going to have to think quick on your feet and make decisions in those moments. So don't let those surprises derail you, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's hard to articulate this energy. It's very much just, you know, be open and adaptable to any surprises, any unique events, any unusual events. And just find ways to work with it. It's almost like you have to really use your imagination in this cycle, because there could be quirky things that happen that there's no recipe for, there's no manual for, and you're creating the manual. You see what I'm saying? So you almost have to, experiment a little bit. I would also say, with having said all that, definitely use good judgment. Use your wisdom, your knowledge as well, and your intuition as well. And use good judgment when it comes to making decisions. Don't be too rash. Don't be too hasty, because that impulsivity could lead to a little bit of buyer's remorse. So I would say, with everything that you sort of initiate or commit to or partake in, over the, I would say, the next 6 months, proceed with caution. And I'm not saying like that much caution where it keeps you from doing it or taking the risk, but just be very aware of what you're getting yourself into, right? Like, do your research, make sure that you're reading the fine print, all of the things. Just make sure you CYB, right? Cover your bum. Just to make sure you're protected. And again, I don't say that to like create fear or whatever. It's just be aware of your what you're signing your name to, what you're putting your name behind. I think that's going to be really important for you at this time, because even though there's this strong collaborative energy that's coming up at this, during this cycle, there's also this element of competition. So it wouldn't be uncommon for you to find out that you have maybe enemies that you didn't know that you had. They could surface at this time, but that the good news about that is they're in the spotlight. You recognize who they are. You're able to work with the situation. It doesn't have to derail you. And competition can sometimes be a good thing, right? It keeps us on our toes. And so I would say, just be careful about becoming where you become too overly competitive, because then you can lose sight of your own unique vision. So just be mindful of that. I would say just keep your motives in check during this time. Keep your integrity. Make sure that the reason why you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, you know, is for the right reasons. It feels good. You feel good about what you're putting out into the world. And I would definitely say, like I said, just, you know, be mindful of, you can't control other people showing up in competition, but you can certainly control how much and to what extent you engage in that competition. So just make sure that it doesn't derail you. And then I would also say, again, collaboration is going to be key for you over the next 6 months. So be open to calling in people to work with, and where it's not a hierarchical type of situation, right? When we think of prairie dogs, it's a community. It's people coming together, bringing their strengths to the table. Each person is on the pedestal, right? It's not one person on the pedestal. It's a very much energy of leading alongside of others, and each person is doing that. So the more that you can step into that energy, the more success you will see from this cycle. So I hope it's a good one. Take care. Bye for now.